coming up this Sunday at the Missouri United Methodist Church here in Columbia. Trombone faculty Tim Howe will lead the charge. It's a recital of trombone music in the 17th century. He's one of my guests this hour on Mizzou Music. Dr. Howe, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
I'm going to give you frequent flyer points for being one of the most regular guests on the show, and I appreciate that because part of what drives this show is we have guests who talk about the music.
Well, you know, I'm happy to do that.
What is it about the repertoire of the 17th century and specifically trombone music that you and your cohorts, your team, decided this is a theme, we're going to roll with this?
Well, I'm sort of the organizer of this program, and the 17th century, in many ways, was like the first early golden age of trombone playing. And this program begins really at the beginning of the 17th century with works by Italian masters like Giovanni Gabrieli and Biagio Amarini. And then there's a piece by Cesare, who is another Italian. And that they were sort of the foundation of that, using the trombone as an instrument in their music. And then we move to the time in Reformation Germany with Heinrich Schütz and Johann Schein and Samuel Scheidt and to end up at the end of the 17th century with Johann Alla. So the trombone was a really useful instrument in that period because of the slide, it was very tunable. So they could play with the organs, which obviously they didn't have climate control in those old churches. They're great organs, but the pitch varied a lot from stop to stop. So they were trombones, but this is really before violin really was just beginning to take hold. So trombones were useful, and they also were useful in churches because they blended really well with choirs. So they would use them to double the alto, tenor, and bass voices. So they were a fairly useful instrument at that time. And so there is a considerable amount of music that has trombones in it. A lot of it is instrumental music, and a lot of it is, we're going to do some pieces by Schütz and Alla that actually use some voice faculty from Steve Jepson and Julia Bentley from MU are going to sing as well. So they're really lovely pieces and very expressive pieces, and they're like singers with continuo and trombone quartet. You know, it's a really unusual combination.
And these works that you will be featuring, they were written for trombone and voice.
They are written for trombone and voice. These are all original. I think the only thing we've done a little bit, like the Gabrieli piece was originally for cornetto, which is the early version of the trumpet, and trombones. And we're doing an arrangement that just uses trombones, but it's the same music. So it's a little bit of license, but we just, because I didn't have room to hire cornetos and trumpets and everything else to do this, so.
Did the trombone see much evolution during this period?
Well, the trombone, it's actually referred to at in that time period, we refer to it as a sackbut, which is fundamentally, it's not that much different than the trombone that we have today. It has the slide, but the bell, it looks like somebody sawed off the bell on a trombone, and the bore and how it gets larger, it doesn't really get that much larger. So it's a little softer sound. We won't be playing sackbuts on this program. We're going to play modern trombones, except for the Cesare, which I'm going to do. It's a solo piece for trombone and organ, and I'm going to do that on the sackbut, just so people can kind of hear what the sound was like, give you an idea what that's like. But the rest of the program, we're going to do on modern trombones.
A few weeks ago, Janice Wenger and Julie Rosenfeld were in talking about performing music of Mozart on period instruments, mm-hmm. and I'm familiar with the Collegium Musicum, the former choral ensemble here at the school that sang Renaissance and early Baroque works. So you are continuing in that proud tradition of the MU School of Music performing.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Music on instruments as it was intended, and if you are not familiar with the sackbut.
Like sacking groceries.
If you're not familiar with the sackbut, this may be your one time in a while to get to see that instrument in action. Timothy Howe will be joined by his colleagues from three other Missouri universities, along with baritone Stephen Jepson, mezzo-soprano Julia Bentley, and Craig Datz, the organist at the Missouri United Methodist Church, this Saturday evening, 7 p.m., September 30th. You can find more details about the concert online at music.missouri.edu.